Beloved radio friends, have you ever paused and considered that at this time of the year, when the world seeks to celebrate the first coming of Christ to the earth, that he not only came once, centuries ago, but that now he is about to come again? We are much nearer in time to his second coming to the earth than his first. Would it not then be wise to give serious consideration? What should be our responsibility toward his second coming today? This being more important to the human race than when we are on the brink of his return, of which he has said, "In an hour that ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." There is a verse of Scripture in the prophecy of Zechariah, Chapter 10 and verse 4, where the two advents of our Lord Jesus Christ are told. May I quote the words where God has declared that out of the house of Judah, and we quote, "Out of him came forth the corner or the cornerstone, out of him the nail, out of him the battle bow, out of him the exactor," meaning the absolute monarch, unquote. Here we have four precious titles belonging to Christ, the Messiah of Israel, and the one who is the Savior of the world. Take them in, my friend. Each one of these names belonged to Christ, prophesied by God the Holy Spirit, centuries before he was born in Bethlehem of Judea. Say them over to yourself. First, he is the cornerstone. Second, he is the nail. Third, he is the battle bow. And fourth, he is the absolute monarch or ruler. You will never read in the Word of God any title that may be given to Christ, God's beloved Son and the Messiah of Israel. But what you will find a wealth of divine truth in that special name. They not only describe him in his person, but they usually tell you something about his work. The person of Christ and the work of Christ can be found in the names that are given to him. Now, if you were to read the few preceding verses in Zechariah chapter 10, verses 1 through verse 3, you will find that God was greatly displeased with those who called themselves shepherds, who were the leaders of the nation of Israel, because they were unfaithful in their responsibilities and they were leading his people astray. In view of this, God threatens their destruction. He declares he would cut them off. They were positively nothing but liars, false shepherds, against whom his anger was great. They were only fit to be punished. For his flock, God's flock, his own people were troubled because there was no shepherd. Therefore God declares that he would visit the house of Judah and raise up through the tribe of Judah his own shepherd. This one is none other than his beloved and blessed Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, Israel's true Messiah. Many of you may recall in reading the Gospels and that in our New Testament that when the Lord Jesus was upon the earth, we read that when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion upon them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 36. But Zechariah describes him to be born of the house of Judah and gives to him these four precious titles. We repeat them: the cornerstone, the nail, the battle bow, the absolute ruler or monarch. We have stated that these four titles describe the Lord Jesus in both of his advents, his first coming to the earth, and also his second coming to the earth, when he will come again. May I present them in this twofold manner? The first advent of the Lord Jesus Christ is depicted in the first two names or titles, where he is called the corner or the cornerstone and the nail. The second advent of our Lord Jesus Christ, when he will come again to the earth at his second appearing, is illustrated and depicted by the last two titles, the battle bow and the absolute exactor or ruler or monarch. We must, and we do confess, there has been a lot of history. There have been many long centuries of time that have rolled by between the first advent of our Lord Jesus Christ and his second coming to the earth. It has been approximately 2,000 years since he was born in Bethlehem. Centuries have gone by when the gospel has been preached, during which time many precious souls have found salvation by accepting Christ as their Savior and their Lord. And yet the gospel is still being preached, for the Holy Spirit is still seeking lost souls, presenting to them Christ as the Savior of sinners. But we raise the question, how much longer can this continue? For the first advent of Christ presents him to us as the cornerstone and the nail, upon which we shall dwell later. But the second coming of Christ is very different in its aspect. Does it not reveal him as a man of battle, as suggested by the title, the battle bow? And also, coming not to save sinners, but to be the king over all the earth. My beloved radio friend, may I raise the question, if perchance you may be occupied at this season of the year with thoughts of Christ, whether sincerely or not, thinking of his birth, may I suggest that you also realize he's coming again? Are you ready for that? Do not only look back in your memory, but start looking forward. Are you ready to meet him when he comes again? For we are very much nearer to his second coming than his first, without a shadow of doubt. But in the will of the Lord, we would like very carefully to consider in detail these four precious titles of Christ, their meaning, and best of all, what they should mean to our own hearts individually, in their reality, not in fiction, but what these names bring for our soul's eternal blessing. Oh, my beloved friend, these are precious titles. They belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. You will find in the Word of God many precious titles belonging to Christ. You will find in the Gospel of John chapter 1, and all you need to do is read it, and underscore the various titles that are given to the Savior. And in that one chapter you will find 15 different names belonging to the Lord Jesus Christ. They without question or doubt tell who he is, what he is, and they greatly declare something of his worth. But here in our chapter, the prophecy of Zechariah, in that wonderful prophecy relating to Israel, relating to the nations of the earth in particular, and going down to the last day at the end of the Gentile age, when the Lord Jesus will take over the kingdoms of the world and make them his own, we find this unusual prophecy telling that out of Judah shall come forth the cornerstone, the nail, the battle bow, and the absolute monarch or ruler. My beloved, may I re-emphasize, these are precious and important titles belonging to the Lord Jesus Christ. I know not what you think of Christ, but oh, I would suggest And I pray earnestly that by the Holy Spirit, God by the Spirit may impart to all of us the meaning of these titles. They are pregnant with eternal truth, telling us of that one who alone can be and is called the cornerstone, the nail, and also the battle bow, and the absolute monarch. My beloved, there is no person in the universe, whether in heaven or whether upon the earth today, who can fully bear and worthy to be called these titles. Oh, my beloved radio friend, I beg of you that at this season of the year, when the minds of many are occupied with the season of pleasure and all that is entailed in regard to the celebration of this season, we give our thoughts and turn our hearts to meditate upon one whom we not only remember was born in the manger of Bethlehem, but who died upon the cross of Calvary to redeem the human race, and who has declared, "I will come again," and whom the Scriptures declare by the angels, by the prophets, and by the New Testament epistles and the apostles who have written them, Jesus is coming again. May I give the heartfelt suggestion, my radio listener? Will you not share with me serious thoughts, more important at this present time, regarding the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ? How blessed it is to know that He came at the first. He came into the world to save sinners. But may I again be reminded with you, the day and the moment is coming when that work will cease, and when He will come in power and great glory as the battle bow and the monarch of all. But until then, will you listen each day for the messages? And in the meantime, say these names to yourself over and over. Christ is the cornerstone, the nail, the battle bow. And ask yourself, the absolute ruler, ask yourself, what do they mean to me? In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.